Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Tomorrow night, Bury Me Brewing and Howe Gallery and Tattoo in Fort Myers serve as the host venues for the Rock for Equality event to benefit the Southwest Florida chapter of the advocacy group Showing Up for Racial Justice. The event's dual venues will feature performances by Southwest Florida bands, including The Young Dead, The Good Bad Kids, Cyborg Dangerfield, Bargain Bin Heroes, and the debut of the new band Cobras. The event will also include art vendors and the unveiling of a new specialty Jasmine IPA craft brew from Bury Me Brewing. Attendees are encouraged to bring food donations to benefit the Harry Chapin Food Bank of Southwest Florida as well. Joining me now for a closer look at tomorrow night's benefit are performing musicians and event organizers Frankie Colt and Angela Page. Frankie Colt is the founder and manager of Frankie Colt Presents, and her new band Cobras will be making its debut tomorrow night. Frankie performs regularly at venues throughout Southwest Florida and has become known for fostering emerging local talent through a series of open mic night events she hosts throughout Southwest Florida in Naples, including at Howl, Pointy Bell Brewing Company, and Whiskey Park, among others. Her solo album, Howl, was released in 2015. That same year, she performed at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. Earlier this year, Frankie took her music in a new direction when her trio released the album Transmutation. Frankie Colt, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Angela Page is with us in studio as well. Angela is frontwoman for the punk band The Young Dead. She's also founder of the feminist arts collective Love Your Rebellion, which works to empower marginalized populations through social education, community service, and arts diversity. Love Your Rebellion puts on the annual event Babe Fest and Curiosity Bazaar. And if that doesn't keep her busy enough, Angela is also the marketing and studio manager for the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center in Fort Myers. Angela, thanks for being with us in studio today as well.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
And I invite listeners to join the conversation. Call and connect with Frankie and Angela. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU. Talk. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And first of all, tell us how the idea for this benefit concert came together in the first place.
I was actually very moved and angry about the events that had happened in Charlottesville. And I think it's unacceptable and really didn't realize how often this was actually happening. Like, this was like a recurring thing because I've grown up differently, you know, like it never really mattered and what color your skin was or whatever, you know. And so I reached out to Angela and was like, hey, do you want to put on this event together? And she was down to do it. So
excellent. You know, and of course, what you're talking about has continued and moved into Florida, Richard Spencer's event in Gainesville more recently. How did you come to connect with this organization Showing Up for Racial Justice? Because just in terms of that issue alone, there are a bunch of different organizations out there, you know, working for that same cause.
Well, I actually know a few of the folks who run the local chapter of Surge. I hooked up with them because I do a podcast through Love Your Rebellion called Roundtable Rebellion, which you can find on iTunes, by the way. And I got one of their members on the podcast. And then after that, I figured that this would be a great organization to support because they're brand new in the area. And they do a lot of things to kind of help us move forward with civil rights and in the South, which I think is tremendously important. So
I think it's interesting that the organization, you know, seems to particularly hone in on really white people and saying you need to be allies in this.
Right. And actually that is a big deal for me because I'm a white person and I want to be an ally. And this is the primary way for me to do that is to create a community event that can support moving forward the agenda of racial justice and all types of equality. Truly, that's why the event is called Rock for Equality, is because we want to make sure everyone is included. We just feel that with recent events that Surge is the best group to benefit from this. And it's really important for us to move the concept of racial justice forward. So,
all right. And let's talk a bit about some of the bands that are going to be performing. As I mentioned, Frankie, your band Cobras will be making its debut. What can you tell us about Cobras? How would you characterize the band's music?
Cobras is we sound very like it's like dark Southern punk, and it's kind of doing Cobras is been the project that probably I've wanted to do ever since I was 12 years old. I've always wanted to be in a punk band. I've always wanted to just play like rock music and feel like I've held myself back for years for whatever reason, you know, to kind of – everyone always had this other vision of me when I really – like growing up, I just like wanted to just play, you know, punk rock and play guitar and stuff like that. So it's been really great, and I actually get to play with my husband, which is amazing. So he's my best friend, and then Louie, and we actually just added Dixon from Zid and the 25. So we're now a four-piece band, which is great.
All right. It's interesting to hear you say that, because I was thinking about, you know, when I first met you, you were firmly in my mind in that singer-songwriter,
yep,
girl alone on the stage with a guitar, playing originals and maybe some Stevie Nicks or Gillian Welch covers. And then in February, I hear you perform at the debut of Transmutation. And I'm thinking, who is this hard rocker? Where did she come from?
I think with Cobras and, you know, doing Transmutation, it's really been like kind of taking a different approach to music, into being fearless and being and becoming the person that I've always wanted to be. Whereas before I had, you know, people frowning upon me, or, you know, I was too scared to do certain things with music that I wanted to do before. Whereas now I don't. And it's been really great working in the community, because people have been so encouraging and supportive.
I mean,
so.
Is it riskier too? Because, you know, you can always get up on stage and play a Fleetwood Mac cover, and that's going to be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and I think like as far as genres and stuff, I'll always, you know, I started out in a bluegrass band. You know, when I was 20, that's what I was doing. I was doing bluegrass. I've played anywhere from bluegrass to folk, but playing rock music and being in that genre, I feel more in my element, because that's what I've always wanted to do.
And Angela, let's hear a bit about The Young Dead. That's the band that you front. This is punk, post-punk?
Yeah. We've definitely moved more into the straight punk genre lately. Our upcoming EP, which will be called Righteous Violence, is going to come out early next year. And that I think that you'll find, even with a song that we're supposed to be playing on here today called Groupies, that you will see that we're definitely in the punk genre these days. We've been around a few years. We've gone through a couple of members, me and the bass player, who is my boyfriend. So it's funny, Frankie. I play with my partner too. We've been in the band the whole time, and we recently just got a new guitar player about a year ago. And from then on, we've just been going for more of a straightforward punk rock sound, and it's worked really great for us so far.
Well, let's go ahead and hear a sample. And this, as you mentioned, is the song Groupies by The Young Dead. This was performed this year at Babe Fest in St. Petersburg. We're going to talk more about that in a bit. But what would you like to tell our listeners about Groupies before we hear a bit of the song?
Okay, so I went to a show that was a lot of dude bands. I'm not going to say who or where. A lot of dude bands, so many dude bands. And there were all these girls in there that people were plying with alcohol to kind of like get them to be in that groupie mindset where they're dancing all weird in front of the bands and stuff. And I was just like, this is really gross. I'm sorry. This is really gross. This is really gross. And we wrote a song about it. So that's Groupies.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear from Groupies.
Yeah.
That was from the song Groupies by the Fort Myers-based punk band The Young Dead, fronted by Angela Page, who's with us in studio, along with Frankie Colt. They're organizers and musicians behind tomorrow night's benefit concert, Rock for Equality, at the Howe Gallery and at Bury Me Brewing in Fort Myers. Listeners can connect with our guests by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL to connect with us. And Frankie and Angela, let's hear a little bit more about some of the bands that are going to be performing at Rock for Equality. What can you tell us about Cyborg Dangerfield?
Cyborg Dangerfield, they're actually based out of Naples. And Dave, the bassist, is the owner of Gator Music. I bought my acoustic guitar from him, my guild. Anthony gives guitar lessons. Tess, an amazing singer. I mean, they're a really great band. The Good Bad Kids also are going to be there, another Naples band. And I saw Nikki and Matt perform their first thing at my open mic night that I had hosted at South Street, which is really cool. So, and actually, we had a band win a spot, the Birdmen. And it really, we had someone, band share the Rock for Equality poster, whoever got the most likes was the band to come on. We had the Birdmen win. So pretty cool.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, while we're on the subject of the Good Bad Kids, we have another track from them. This was also recorded at this year's Babe Fest. A really great high energy band. I'm really looking forward to bringing them into studio one day. But in the meantime, let's hear a bit from the Good Bad Kids. This is their song, Siren Song. Song by the Good Bad Kids. They're going to be performing at the Rock for Equality concert tomorrow night. Again, two venues in Fort Myers hosting that event, Howe Gallery and Tattoo, as well as Bury Me Brewing. And Frankie, I think this sort of ties in with a little behind the scenes conversation we were just having about the Good Bad Kids. You work tirelessly every week to foster great local talent through these series of open mic events throughout the area. Is tomorrow's benefit concert going to have any opportunities for bands or musicians who aren't, featured to be able to perform? Is there going to be an open mic element to this?
Yeah. So we actually, because we have this 6 bands, I guess, including Cobras. We also have the Bargain Bin Heroes playing. But the Bury Me side, we did an early open mic night sign up because we wanted to allow people who wanted to be a part of the event to be able to sign up and come play music if they wanted to. So we did about a 15-person sign up. The Boyfriends are the featured band. And we also have Ariel
Vasquez,
with GCL. And he's going to be featured also. Yep. So we have it's a great lineup, and it was a great opportunity to get people who aren't as known in the area to be a part of something that's bigger happening in Southwest Florida. So
excellent, excellent. Well, we have Rachel Bass on the phone from Cape Coral. She's a member of Surge, the Southwest Florida chapter here. So let's go ahead and bring her into the conversation. Rachel, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks. Did you want to tell us a bit about Surge or you know, the benefit concert and your thoughts?
I can tell you a little bit about Surge. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head between, you know, the people that are talking today. We're a local chapter of a national organization, and it is geared towards getting white people involved in racial justice issues. So I was just calling in to say thank you, and, you know, we're so excited and looking forward to it, especially, like, events just like this where, you know, a lot of times we don't have to think about racial justice, so it wouldn't necessarily be included in, you know, in a venue such as this. And, you know, so it's a really, this is exactly what type of thing that you know, Surge is geared towards. So we're really excited and looking forward to it.
Rachel, does Surge have chapters all over the U.S.?
Yeah, there. I believe that they're at about 200 chapters at this point.
Wow.
And that number is, I want to say that the number of chapters has doubled since the election last year. So.
Wow. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for calling in, and you know, hopefully I'll look forward to seeing you. I'm going to be there myself. Tell me also, I understand art vendors are going to be involved in this, Frankie and Angela. I mean, are folks going to have an opportunity to, you know, purchase visual art from local artisans?
Yeah, we have art vendors, and they're actually giving art to raffle for the Planned Parenthood.
Oh, great.
Yep.
And we have Fay Ray Artistry, Shellmore Art, which mother-daughter duo.
Oh,
and
great.
They're going to be at Bury Me. Angel, American Henna, she's going to be there. We also have Victor Manuel Matos Art. He also does live art and showcases a lot of stuff at quite a few events that I host. And then we have Willow Cata Art, and she's amazing. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And I know one thing we have only touched on here. I understand Bury Me Brewing has created a whole new craft brew just for this event. What can you tell us about that? And as well, I know there's been this social media debate about what it should be called.
Yeah. So we approached Bury Me to make a beer, and they said, hey, yeah, sure. And I told them I kind of wanted some honeysuckle in it. So they made my dreams come true, and they made a honeysuckle jasmine IPA. And we had two names that we really liked. Bury Me came up with one of them, and Frankie and I came up with the other. Frankie and I came up with the Heart of Gold, which has a nice ring to it, of course. But Bury Me came up with the Great Equalizer. So we ran a social media campaign where we said, you know, give us a like for this one or a heart for the other, and the Great Equalizer won. So you will be enjoying the Great Equalizer, a honeysuckle jasmine IPA from Bury Me on Friday.
Well, then I apologize to you both, because that's the one I voted for, too.
No, that's okay. It's a good name.
And just to be clear, admission to this is free. You're just suggesting a donation. Is there a particular donation level that you're suggesting, or a particular amount of money that you're looking to raise?
We would love to raise upwards of $500 if we can. But honestly, anybody who can give whatever they can give is fine. And if you can't give with money, you know, if you can't open your wallet, open your pantry. We're doing the food drive for Harry Chapin. You can bring canned goods, boxed goods. Think non-perishables. And there is actually a list inside the discussion in the event on Facebook of what items that Harry Chapin really is in need of. So there's a multitude of ways to contribute and to help lots of different people in the community.
Right. Good to remember that food insecurity is a year-round issue for our friends and neighbors all over Southwest Florida. Well, we are about out of time, but are there any closing thoughts about tomorrow's concert that either of you would like to leave us with?
Well, it's going to be probably one of the best and biggest concerts Southwest Florida's ever seen. Two venues, six bands at Howl, 15 performers at Bury Me. We'll have Curate doing live streaming interviews from Howl. Gulf Coast Leisure will be hosting over at the Bury Me side. Food trucks, food drive, Surge, art vendors. Oh, my God, so much.
Yeah, and I think the only other thing that I'd like to add is it's great. Donations are, you know, very much encouraged, bringing canned food. But also just for people to come together, you know, doesn't matter what gender preference you have or what color your skin is. It's just important to get together in the community and just show each other that you support each other and that you love each other. You know, do what you can in the community. It's very important. So,
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Southwest Florida musicians Frankie Colt and Angela Page. They're organizers behind tomorrow's Rock for Equality concert at Howe Gallery and Tattoo and at Bury Me Brewing in Fort Myers. That's benefiting the Southwest Florida chapter of Showing Up for Racial Justice. Our show today was produced by Rachel Iacovone, Mike Canary, Julie Glenn, and yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinque. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.